Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 3 of season 6. If you joined, this is Maria at Magic with Maria everywhere. And I'm joined by our overlordess, our supreme, our goddess,
Robin. Oh my gosh, the amount of titles I have.
You do. You have so many. Like, own it, queen.
Thanks.
But you can find her at A Tired Witch everywhere.
Everywhere. As a reminder, if you've just started listening this season, in June 12th through 15th, Maria and I are going to be in Chicago for the Windy City Parafest. You can buy tickets to join us there. We're both really excited. We're going to have a booth. We're going to be talking on the main stage. It's going to be really fun. So we hope to see you there. Yeah. And don't forget to join us on March 29th on Patreon, Library Tearing Up, with our class with Suri Vincent Plouffe, which is going to be on Queering the Runes, which is really exciting.
Very exciting. Scarlett, my wife, is actually reading that book right now, and she's really digging it.
Oh, yeah. So Suri has a book that just came out.
Literally called Queering the Runes.
Yeah, literally called Queering the Runes. And now they're going to teach us a class on it, and I think it's going to be really wonderful. So interested in the topic, or you've read the book and you want an opportunity to ask the author direct questions about it, get in there.
Yeah, and not to mention so many Rune books are unfortunately written by white supremacists, and Suri is not. So monopolize on that crap, please. Yeah. Anyways, and don't forget, guys, to leave us voicemails of your ghost stories for our coffee talks, and you can use this number and just like leave us a little 3-minute thing. And if you have to like call back and leave another one just to finish your story, that's completely fine. That number is 351-207-0799.
Yes, we are so excited to hear your stories.
Yeah.
So if you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. The nearest lunar phase to when this episode comes out is going to be the full moon in Virgo. That is on March 13th. As we should know, but if maybe you don't, full moons in general are really great to kind of harness maximum power, maximum potential for any spell work that you're doing. And Virgo specifically is really good for kind of getting your shit together. Like all earth signs, it's very organized, it's very direct, but in my opinion, Virgo full moon is very good for utilizing spell work that is kind of taking a leadership role, if that makes sense. Virgos are very good at, you know, speaking their mind, speaking their truth, and doing so in a way that is concise and organized, I guess you could say. Virgos are very analytical and driven in that way. And most Virgos that I know are kind of leaders in their own way. And so this is a good time for taking back power spells. It's a good time for doing any kind of spell work that involves kind of leadership, including things like head of household things. So perhaps this is a time that we're going to cleanse our house to get anything that we don't want in. It's good for organizing. Clean your altar. This is a good time for that. Refresh massive offerings like flowers, you know, long-term stuff. Crystals, stuff that isn't going to perish quickly. If you're somebody who is considered doing spell work that involves a living plant that sits on your altar for protection and as like a trigger for any, you know, wards going off, etc., this would be a good time to do that. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Maria?
So I'm usually really late on this, but I found out that this Virgo moon is an eclipse, like a full eclipse for us who are.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's for stateside, and it'll be like, I know it's Eastern Standard Time. It'll be at the witching hour, so 3 a.m.
Okay.
So I'm going to have like a spell like already set out to go, and I'll set on a special alarm, be half awake, and like do a spell. Because I do utilize eclipses. But for me, like, I see Virgo. Okay, so we see Capricorn, and Capricorn is like, we're organizing, we're getting our stuff together. And Virgo for me is like moving forward with all that organization, like actually doing something with it. And I think so for this full moon, it's just like plan fulfillment. If there are any plans that like you've received blockages on, you're just like, you know, you put all this effort into something and you're just waiting for some movement. I really feel like Virgo helps get us there. And I like utilizing mm-hmm. Virgo moons for like knowledge-based spells. So if, let's say you're in school or you're just studying in general, if you just need to attain knowledge and to like really excel at what you're learning, I would like do like intention oils for like knowledge during this full moon. But using the eclipse, I definitely see like whole, like while it's waning, using it to unblock what is in your path that is, you know, getting in the way of that goal fulfillment. And then, you know, while it's in the void, just go ahead and like sending it out into the void. And then when it starts waxing again, start being like, okay, this is how we're moving forward. And just kind of like using that eclipse energy to get things moving and other stuff out of its way. But I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. I think so. I guess we're going to find out. Let us know if it didn't make sense, guys. Leave us a comment below.
Yes. So every podcast we go over like tarot cards. In previous episodes, we have like gone over individual meanings of cards, and then we have gone over the whole sections in tarot, and then we went over like the themes that we see in tarot. So I highly recommend checking out those past episodes, because I feel like we covered so much groundwork like when it comes to tarot, and you'll learn like so many different interpretations, because me and Robin sometimes mm-hmm. have different interpretations of the card. But
I might have the right ones, though.
No, I'm right. Just kidding. But this season, we decided just to like a shuffle and draw and see like what pops out of the deck, and kind of like to use it as like a community-based reading. It might not resonate with you sometimes, and that is more than fair. Like, this is just directed to the whole, and sometimes we're not part of a whole, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. The majority.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, by the way, I am using the Heroine Tarot. I just got sent it, and it is very lovely, very sapphic, very gorgeous. I love it very much. And
these lesbians, Mia.
I know, and these iridescent edges are so
beautiful. So pretty. Look at that.
Right, and the backs are really pretty. Okay.
Oh my god, okay, that is a really good deck. You're going to have to text me that after this.
Will do. Okay, we got another major arcana card. I think this is our third in a row.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, this time we got the Fool. Yeah, so the Fool represents like a new total beginning, a complete new cycle. We have left things behind, and now we're moving forward into a new era, a new beginning for ourselves. But I like to mention, when it comes to the Fool, like a lot of people see the Fool as like being naive, being ignorant, and like completely being unaware of our path. Well, in some cases, yeah, I mean, this is a new cycle. This means new things to learn, new things to explore, and we're not always going to be on the ball. But I think it's important to bring up, you know, the Fool, especially on the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, like carries a knapsack. And I like to think that every time that we pass a cycle, we just add to that knapsack. And that knapsack's full of knowledge about what we learned in the mm-hmm. previous cycle. We have learned what did not work and what did work. And we're mm-hmm. going to use that to our utmost benefit as we move forward. But there's still that, you know, like kid-like feel of exploration when it comes to this. So it's just like eagerly looking forward to like what is to come. And as a group, mm-hmm. like I think we all need like full energy right now. It would be really good to feel hopeful, you know, at this point. And I really think the Fool will offer us that in some way. Like, obviously be careful, you know, don't use that knowledge, that past knowledge to your benefit. Don't intentionally go into something ignorant and hope for the best, but do like embrace the journey, embrace like the new things, embrace what might happen next on this new cycle. How about for you?
Yeah.
Like, how do you?
Okay. Well, first of all, I can hear Delilah snoring, so that's very funny.
She's ASMR, you know, like the kitty purring.
Yeah, she's not even on your lap. Like no. I. She's so far away. She's snoring so loud. that's funny. So sorry. Sorry, Frank. as for the Fool, I feel like the Fool is very much a card of it is what you make of it. So mm-hmm. like you said, with the knapsack of like putting all this prior knowledge into our bag, we also have the opportunity when we're moving forward to leave stuff behind out of our knapsack.
Yes.
We are the ones who prepare that knapsack for ourselves. Nobody's giving it to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we come with all this knowledge, but also the knowledge of choosing to not bring something with us. And because of these things, we have this really fresh There is naivety, whatever that word is. But there's also like optimism that comes with this card and this fresh start that we really can make ourselves whatever future we want. We just have to kind of utilize those tools. And I think it's a really beautiful card because of that. And its ignorance is almost an advantage because it puts us in a position of getting to learn better and do better.
Yeah.
And
sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. And just in general, it's an opportunity.
It is. And I think it's important to bring out, like, you know, the Magician, which we discussed, I think last time we discussed, mm-hmm. you know, like the Magician literally has stuff on the table that he has. And I think that is the stuff that is in our Fool's knapsack. Like,
I agree.
Yeah. The stuff we've learned from previous cycles that represent like all those different elements. Like,
it represents our tools that lead us
exactly.
to our ability to do whatever we want. And exactly. so
utilize those tools, guys. Don't just
have faith in yourself.
Right?
Oh my goodness.
So this episode, we wanted to talk about dream magic. I don't think we haven't talked about it in so long, and like dream magic.
In so long.
Yeah. I love talking about dream magic. It's so good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, dreaming is innately magical. Because when we dream, we're in a liminal state. Dreams help like bridge the between conscious and unconscious. And as witches, mm-hmm. we can harness like this as an act of divination, a look into our psyches, as well as sometimes a glimpse at what is to come. And we can use our mm-hmm. magic to help influence our dreams in the way that we want.
Plus, it's Pisces season.
Oh, yes.
So it just makes sense.
So how do you view dreams, Robin?
Well, dream magic for me is a conversation between myself and spirit, whether that is guides of mine, whether that is the big grand divine, mm-hmm. Whether that is saints, deities, whatever, or just, I don't know, dead people that I want to talk to. Mm-hmm. I use dream magic as a stream of consciousness between that and the big.
Yeah.
The big, whatever it is that I'm trying to connect with. And I view it as a portal to kind of tap in with my intuition. I can do things like I said, talk to dead people. And I view it just kind of as this opportunity, almost like a mind altar. You know, when we've talked about that I know we've definitely talked about it in the Discord. I don't know if we've talked about it on here, but using like your mind's altar.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it is that for spiritual communication of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like speaking about like mind altering, you know, like when we go into meditative states, like sleep is the ultimate meditative state. And unfortunately, absolutely. You know, sometimes we forget what happens in dreams, and you know.
Not me. I remember everything all the time, and that is why I am the supreme. I'm just kidding. I forget shit all the time. That was a joke.
Have you ever seen that Black Mirror episode where your dreams are like literally recorded and stuff? I think it was Black Mirror.
Oh yeah, I've seen every Black Mirror episode. We're living in it, baby. We're here.
But I completely agree with you on the whole like spirits like aspect, because that's the easiest, because we're in that liminal state and total liminal state. Like, you know, kind of, I feel like meditation, we kind of like have our foot out of that liminal state a little bit. Like we can go back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't mean we can't go back like, while you're sleeping.
Unless you're like one of those like Buddhists. Buddhists.
The like, people who like, are like, you know, on like, a next level.
They are on a next level of meditation. I've never met one, but I know they exist.
Yes. Like, that's a lot of work. I know it exists because
that's like such a fundamental principle in Buddhism, is being able to like, what's the word I'm looking for here? raising one's consciousness to a higher mm-hmm. plane.
Yeah.
And then they've got the Buddhist mummies that are monks that were like supposedly meditating mm-hmm. so hard that they mummified.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, this is not, I'm not just making this up. This is like a thing. I might be misquoting myself, but it is a thing.
Don't worry, Tom in our Discord will tell us.
Tom's gonna listen to me like, here's the thing, Robin. This is what this means. And honestly, Tom, bring it, throw it at me, Tom, because you know I'm so close.
But what are some ways that you utilize like dream magic in your practice to help either like, you know, to help or to influence like how your dreams go?
Well, I mean, there's always this standing tried and true mugwort option. I know that, first of all, I want to preface talking about any herbs, taking herbs in any form, you should consult with a doctor first, or an herbalist, or anything. I'm not a doctor. We here at Coffee and Cauldrons are not telling you to can put anything on or in your body that is unsafe. So,
mm-hmm.
mugwort is, I believe it's a diuretic and can be a blood thinner, I believe. Mm-hmm. Again, not an herbalist. So if you are pregnant or somebody with blood thinning, don't take it. But mugwort works where the way it can react with some people is it can elicit intense dreams that if used properly can put you in a lucid dreaming state. And that is my favorite way to do it.
Yeah, mugwort's literally the traveler's herb. And I think that also equates to like spiritual stuff, like traveling into like the liminal states. I use it for like hedge crossing and stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. Flying witch's ointment
mm-hmm.
is also one that I have used in the past. But again, that is made with a poison, belladonna. Don't put belladonna on your body. If you choose to do this, you purchase from a reputable source that gives you information, including their percentages, etc. Mm-hmm. Don't just fucking buy belladonna on Etsy. don't do it.
You tell them no.
Listen, I don't know if the camera is gonna, Frank's gonna edit this, but I'm looking dead at the camera and the answer is no with a finger wave. Don't do it. Don't. You're gonna kill yourself. Don't do it.
Or end up in the ER. And no one can afford ER visits
don't
right now.
Look at me. Don't do it. Or do. You know, that's your right as a human being. I'm not here to police you and what you want to do with your body. Your body, your choice, right? Just be informed consent, perhaps, is the right terminology here. Mm-hmm. But all these things, in my opinion, are really good for kind of holding in and honing in and getting there in that liminal space. Mm-hmm. I think it's pronounced Dominia. Damania? I don't know. It's another...
Damiana?
Damiana. Thanks, Queen. That's really good, in my opinion, for like getting messages, like prophetic messages in your dreams. I use that for that. With a little bit of calendula in the two for a tea. Mm-hmm. I use those if I'm at this point where I'm like, my intuition tells me I'm missing something. My cards are not clear. I'm going to try to just like get some sort of prophetic download. That's what I do.
Yeah.
What about you?
So dream magic to me is like, I use it for like reducing nightmares, and like for like reducing nightmares, I really like honey and lavender and that like mixture. Actually, like on our Patreon, I have like this whole like good dream spell that I do all the time, that you use like a beeswax candle and like put honey all over it and you burn it and you use like the leftover.
Really nice.
Thank you. The leftover wax.
It smells so good.
Oh, it smells so good. And I just hang, like I put it in a bag and I hang it above my bed at night.
It sounds amazing.
It smells so good. And same with you, like with lucid dreaming, I really like using Damiana and lucid dreaming. Like it's very, I want people to, especially witches in general, to understand lucid dreaming is very hard to do. Like,
yes.
Our body, not only do you have like, sometimes like you're taking stuff, but your body's still in your body, your mind and your spirit has to agree that you're lucid dreaming that night. So yeah, it's very hard to lucid dream, but using lucid dream is, and I really like in my experience, like lucid dreaming, like, also like spirits have to help you choose to lucid dream. At least that's in my experience. Like, I feel like spirit has like a very big say in like lucid dreaming, but I think next we'll like talk about like our stories, like prophetic dreams, which would be very fun. But I really like to use, I do like to use mugwort for that, just like as a traveler's herb, because you're choosing to like do that whole like traveling into, you know, the liminal space. And mugwort in general to me is like a power up plant. So like I'm powering up my intention, I'm powering up like what I want to do. I think outside of like herbs and stuff like that, I love like having a dream altar on my side of the bed, which I just kind of like, you know, set up and have like amethyst and like some plant allies when it comes to dream magic, including like mugwort, Damiana, and like a lavender. But what else? And I also like inviting like guides and spirits into discussions with me before I go to sleep. It's kind of like, you know, a meditation where you're like, oh, I really want to connect with this guide, but they still have to choose to come and visit you in your dream. Like sometimes it works. Like I've had my grandma comes and visits me all the time, like when I ask her to, and she's just kind of that like reliable spirit that I can count on.
Good old reliable grandma.
Yeah, but I think like if you're going to do that, leaving an offering helps, because you're kind of like powering up their the intention to come and like visit you and giving them energy to do so. So I do recommend like doing that. And dream journals are so important too, if you want to keep building up your intuition. Important. Like, you're going to write down some of the most insane stuff, you know, like, you have a great idea in a dream and you write it down and it's like crabs and socks. You're like, that doesn't make sense. But if you look at like the symbolism on it, it might like mean something, not exactly like crabs and socks, but you know,
she's letting us know her deepest, darkest secrets are coming out in the shape of crabs and socks.
Crabs and socks.
They're socks and the claws are the feet.
But no, I definitely, and I agree with you, like dreaming is such a big divination tool. Like if you're able to do dream recall, and as I said, like it's, you either can dream like prophetically, or it's just like an inside look about how you're feeling right now, what you're going through. And it kind of, if you look at those dreams, it helps you kind of like navigate your life and what your hangups are and stuff like that. Like, especially I feel like when we go through super hard times or anything, it's our dreams become even more loud and we're able to recall them better. Because I don't know about you, but like when that happens, I get nightmares. So like nightmares, like I think we've talked about it on the last thing, that nightmares do have their place when it comes to dreams and using it in our practice, because they're loaded with symbolism and they're meant to be scary to make us remember, at least in my opinion, for some of them. But but some other herbs that I like to use, I love using blue lotus. Like it's so expensive.
Expensive adjacent. You can get some, like, because how little you actually have to use, you can get some pretty good deals on like Mountain Rose herbs and stuff like that, but they're on an occasion.
Occasion. And I've seen, guys, I'm not saying to do it, but very like smoking herbal blends that have like blue lotus.
Maria's telling you guys to smoke
so
drugs.
Lush. So lush and so beautiful. And I want one for my birthday. But anyways, and also for divination, I forgot to mention, like star anise is very good to use for like dream divination. So has underneath your pillow or something. Very good. So do you have any dreams that you were like were kind of prophetic, or any dreams that stuck out to you? Big world.
This is actually like, so I'm gonna overshare a little bit of personal stuff right now, which maybe I've talked about on here before, but I doubt it. So my eldest, my son, we tried for 2.5 years to get pregnant with him. I had a bunch of miscarriages. It was brutal. And while I was on my period, the month before I got pregnant with him, or if you track your cycle, you know that the period is the start of the month. Anyway, I had a dream that I was going to have a boy, that I was going to have a little boy that month that I was going to get pregnant. And then, like, I pictured him clearly in my brain. And I got pregnant that month and I was like, this time is going to be different and it's going to be a little boy. And I told you about it at the time. Do you remember? And I was like, I'm having a boy, like, and I'm going to get pregnant. This is before I had even conceived. And sure enough, I have a nearly 4-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Who looks almost identical to how my dreams pictured him. But in my dreams, he had dark hair and he's got light hair. Isn't that interesting?
It is. I had a dream too. I think I mentioned on the podcast too, that like I had a dream that I was pregnant with my little one. Like I literally in the dream, I just knew I was pregnant. And you know, like when you're trying, cause I also had issues trying to conceive. So I was like, you know, like it's so easy to doubt yourself, but nope. Sure enough. I was pregnant. Yeah. Yep. And now they're 15. Like, ugh.
Demonic, evil. No, they're not. They're actually like the sweetest kid.
They're a really great kid.
They're like the sweetest kid that's ever lived.
Not to brag. But another really prophetic dream that I had, I've mentioned this on the podcast and it's still playing out in my life, which sucks. I was in the middle of a dream and like the whole dream just stopped. and a guide walked over to me. I knew they were a guide because it was that like the it just a light switch, like
instant click.
Yeah, well, that and like I went from regular dreaming to lucid dreaming in like a blink of an eye. And they walked up to me and like they just reached out and held me and they were like, oh, well, no, I said, is it going to be hard? And they just held me tighter. And I was like, you know, it was just like I could feel like my heart like kind of like aching and stuff like that. And they gave me another hug and walked away and the dream like resumed. And that happened literally, I'm pretty sure, a year and a half ago. And things have been pretty difficult, you know, like with my health and what's happening politically and what's happening like in my personal life. Like it's been really hard. But what's good about that dream is that I know I'm supported. Like I'm being looked after.
Right.
I'm being watched. And, you know, like I know that us as witches, like people are like, well, you know, just help yourselves. I do help myself, but no matter if you're a witch or not, you're still going to go through hard times, period. And
we're not God.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's a really big problem that some people who are new into witchcraft struggle with, mm-hmm. is that they think they can use witchcraft to resolve any and all problems in their life without work, input, etc. And that's just not real life.
It's not. Like, we all go through hard times and, you know, you can't. I think it's that whole kind of like spiritual psychosis where you think you can like overcome anything and everything with witchcraft, but no, witchcraft is a tool. It's an amazing tool. It's like a medicine that you take, you know, like if you're chronically ill, it does not heal the thing totally, but
the issue, but it can help.
Yeah, exactly. But that dream, like, that'll probably stick with me for the rest of my life because
I want to give you a hug because I know it's going on for you and I want to give you a hug. It's
horrible. Yeah. But like, as I said, knowing that your spirits are there and they're watching out for you. So like, it's validating and it's comforting to know it. That's what helps get me through the hard times, knowing that they're there. And yeah, hopefully it'll end soon. Yeah. Will the wheel of fortune turn? We'll see.
The cause decree, the wheel of fortune turns, as the tides change, as the seasons change, another year goes by. So, these are the days of our lives.
The days of our lives.
That's a millennial and Gen X joke.
Yes, it is.
Gen Z will not understand that one, most likely.
Yeah, I'm talking about show's still going. Fever dreams. It is, right? Right?
Is it? I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't watched daytime TV since I was in high school.
Being a sick kid at school. Yeah, you know, not a sent home from school, being at like grandma's house watching Days of Our Lives.
Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, love Murder, She Wrote. Like, that was a good
one. Now we're getting off topic.
Oh, yeah. But any closing statements that you want to discuss on dream
not
magic
really. I really feel like dream magic is such a powerful tool. And, like, because we are in Pisces season, because this episode will come out and you'll have almost 2 full weeks in Pisces season still, utilize that dream magic. Yeah. Go be your high priestess, okay? The tarot card, not the hierarchical chain in a coven. But go channel that high priestess card. Yeah. Go utilize this period of time for dream magic and enjoy yourself.
Go and don't forget to journal, guys. You're going to forget.
Put a journal next to your bed.
And just maybe it out you really don't quick. Use it. Yeah.
Maybe you don't use it most of the time, but when you do have something, you've got it right there.
You got to. And I think it's so, I was told, like, it's so important to write it as soon as you can. Because when we wake up, we're like, oh, we need to remember this. But it's so easy for, like, dreams to, like, fall through, like, your fingertips and it'd be completely gone. And you'll be like, what was that dream about? What was that dream about? And then you can't remember later. So,
yeah,
write it as soon as it happens. Don't even question it. Just write it.
Yeah. Question nothing.
Exactly.
So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, thank you so much for asking.
Oh, you're so welcome.
My husband, like, fully spoiled me this week. I got a new microphone. I'm recording from, like, a top-of-the-line microphone, which is exciting. He set up my office for me the rest of the way when I was on a play date, a mom play date. I was buying yarn. he got me a new desk. I've got a dual monitor situation happening now. He, like, fully hooked me up. And I'm obsessed.
Love a supportive spouse.
He, like, I literally came home and it was, like, almost completely done. And he was like, I really wanted it to be done all the way before you got home. But, like, he also had the kids.
Like, so not only was he, you know, being a good dad, but he was also doing something amazing and loving for his
wife. Yeah.
So, I mean,
literally. If he wanted to, he would, girls. And guys and dems, everyone.
Gender neutral.
Gender neutral. if you wanted to, you would. He literally spent all day long making me a dream office. Like, it's literally a dream office. I'm so obsessed cute. With it.
And I love the QP on the wall. The QP on the wall is perfect.
Isn't it so good?
I love
good?
It so much.
And I'm looking at 3 QPs on my desk right here. He fully set up my office for me and just spoiled me to death. And I'm so grateful. I really am. And I'm just, I don't know. That's what's stirring my culture right now. The fact that I have a good husband who cares and loves me and is supportive. Also, I signed to a literary agency. That's another thing that's stirring my culture. I have an agent now.
Congratulations. Much
thanks,
deserved.
Babe. Thanks. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. So Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, let me tell you.
So I already kind of said my woes in the dream thing. Your girl needs a vacation. I need a vacation so bad. I need to get out of here. My Sagittarius moon is like, I'm crashing.
Fight or flight.
I'm crashing. My body's been in like fight or flight for so long. And it's not my fault. It's, you know.
It is your fault, actually. And I'm really glad. I'm taking this over. I'm really glad that we can all sit you down to talk to you about this, you fucking bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, it's just, I need a vacation so bad, but I can't take a vacation right now, like, because my, Delilah, my old dog, she is, like, on her last leg, and I just, the amount of help that she would need if we left for, like, a week, it just would be unfair for whoever caretakes her, and, so
you have a vacation coming up in 4 months with me.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, obviously, but
so at least there's something.
I know. I need to get into the mountains. I need to go hiking. I need to go hiking. I need to go out to Asheville or something and just like be. I need to go underneath waterfalls. I need to go into rivers. I need to go and be somewhere that is not South Carolina. I need to be somewhere with crappy cell service.
Come see me.
Yes. If. You know,
I have a creek in my backyard.
Flights weren't so scary. I'm flying once this year, and right now that's enough. But no, it's just, it would be very nice to go on vacation, but we're trying our very best to like do stay at home like stuff and do stuff like on the weekends that are like small like mini good things, like going on dates like with me and my wife is like important. Like we literally went and had dinner, and we never get like drinks while we're out because we don't drink that much, but we got some drinks and we walked around, and it's just what I needed in that moment. But like, you know, when you keep crashing, you keep needing those moments, and I need more moments mm-hmm. like that. But hopefully a vacation soon, because the mountains are calling.
You need it.
The mountains are calling.
You need it.
I need to go.
Hey If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about, we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This is anyone from artists, photographers, blogs, books, I mean, you name it. And these are people that Marie and I just find organically. They are not advertisements. And this season, and all seasons moving forward, we take listener submissions. So if you have a creative that you think that the community would love to hear, send it to us. Send it to us via email. Send us a link on social media. You name it. We will do our best to get it to as many as possible. That being said, Maria, who are you into right now?
So they are Aliza Crow on TikTok. And oh my gosh, just the tattoos are amazing. They're beautiful. They're works of art. Like, it's like that Grecian, Roman, like, statue type feel, like, kind of like Renaissance style. And it's, they do like black, you know, just black tattoos of like, you know, just like etchings and like, you know, pencil drawings. And they're so, it's so beautiful and so well done. I want one on my body of like Hecate leading Persephone in the tunnels. If anyone takes that idea, I'm going to kick you. I'm just kidding. I won't kick you. It's fine. You can take
that. She's
going to
kick you in the head. Sick and twisted. Please protect your, arm yourself. They're beautiful. It's like statuesque, like,
ugh. It is so pretty. I like, and I think they're based in San Francisco, so I guess I will have to like come over to California and,
Rants.
Oh, I love California. So I'll go to San Francisco and then we'll come up and visit you, or you can come down and you can get your own tattoo.
I'll pick you up. We'll go down together and then I'll drive you guys to my house and then I'll never let you leave.
Rob is gonna kidnap me, guys. You heard it.
I am.
You heard it, right?
If I go missing, in my basement,
you know where I am. Oh wait, she'll get me to perform, so I might still be on there. But
dance,
for crazy
monkey.
Eyes, if I'm dance. Crazy eyes, I'm probably hidden in like Robin's house somewhere. So
yes, it's dark. It's dark on her camera because I don't let her have light.
But who you loving?
So I've been really leaning into doing more kitchen witchery, and I've been using social media in general as inspiration for like recipes that I can convert. And I've been utilizing this account called Seb's Crispy Club, which is like mostly vegetarian meals, and they've all been really delicious and pretty easy to make. And it's also been really easy to take those recipes and convert them into something that is like magically based. In my experience, I've been having pretty good results with it. So yeah, I'm really digging that. And I'm really into just kind of, I don't know, leaning into these whole food things we're doing. Listen, I'm fully down the rabbit hole. Okay. I am doing a full like toxin removal. I recently found out toilet paper has formaldehyde in it. Guess who's got natural toilet papers without chemicals now? Me, bitch. I'm leaning into it, the toxin free stuff. So this has been a really cool journey for me. And this has been really helpful, like finding these great, like delicious meals that are so whole food based. I'm loving it.
Oh no. Every meal on there looks so yummy. I'm like starving right now. It looks so good.
Yeah.
Like
literally so good.
I just need someone to come and cook for me. So I don't like, I'm so tired of cooking right now.
Yeah.
It costs too much to eat out, guys.
God. I mean, support your small businesses
of course
you can, but do oh it. My gosh, I your girl cannot.
No.
Our listener choice this week is a deck called the Feminine Monochrome by C.R. Warner. Very beautiful, very like it is monochrome, but there's like hints of gold. And actually, this is sent to us with the caption for Maria specifically because it's another black and gold deck.
Okay, fine, I like it. Jeez, no need to call me out.
But it's so freaking pretty too. Like it's just really beautiful. I believe they're on Kickstarter right now, so if I am correct about that, by the time that this episode comes out, get on there, support this deck, guys. Let's see it made in real life.
Yeah, because they're stunning.
And as a reminder, if you have somebody that you think the community would love to hear, please send it to us so we can share it with our audience.
Yes. Yes, please.
Thank you all so much for joining us this week. We hope that you will join us again Friday, March 14th for our next Coffee Talk episode, or March 21st for the fourth episode of Season 6. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we are up to. And don't forget to join us on March 29th, Library Tier and Up on Patreon, for our class with Siri Vincent Plouffe on Queering the Runes.
Yeah, like, very excited for that class. Please come join us. It's gonna be such a good time. Yeah. And additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers a special 25-minute part 2 episode, which we are planning to record one this month. We kind of, like, had to take a break for a little bit just because Robin had a
I was sick.
And Robin got sick.
And I got sick. For 7 weeks. I finally better. It was 7 weeks that I was so sick like that. That was crazy. Anyway.
Yeah. But there's more stuff like on our Discord as well, including a huge library of articles about witchcraft. Like, please, guys, if you're on our Patreon, just don't look for like just the current stuff. We have like
utilize the search bar, utilize the categories, guys. Yeah.
We have,
and
like,
I just got my new office set up, which means everyone's about to be sick of my ass with articles, and I'm very excited.
Yeah. I mean, we have previous classes. We have courses. Like, go look. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, we try to write big articles here and there when we have free time, and so definitely keep an eye out for those and utilize the ones we have. And also, we have a Discord, like, full of community and fun events and discussions. And we even have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself, which we did start including, where you can choose to either, like, we can discuss witchcraft during these things, or
and you get like, mentorship.
Yeah, or if you just want a tarot reading that time, like, Robin and I will also, like, give a 15-minute tarot reading in lieu of, like,
especially if you're somebody who aligns with one of our practices and not the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You can get mentorship from one of us and a tarot reading from the other one, tarot readings from both of us, or mentorship from both of us. So it's totally up to you. So get in there.
Oh, and we did want to announce that we are going to have where you can get class. If you just want a singular class, let's say you don't want to, like, spend your money on a monthly plan on Patreon, you can purchase, we're going to have to try to make it where you can purchase just the class on Patreon.
Yes, that is something that we can expect before series class. I am currently working on it, like, right now. So that should be available next week from when this episode airs, but it will definitely be available before series class. So get in there with us.
Get in there.
And as a reminder, if you love our sexy, sensual, chef's kiss voices, Please take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, whether that is Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or somewhere else. If you're on YouTube, give us a like, give us a follow. We would appreciate that. We love reading your reviews, but even if you don't rate one or don't rate us perfectly, rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. So thank you to everyone who already has and everyone who will in the future. We really appreciate you.
Yeah. Again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
And I'm Robin from at A Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from Magic with Maria Everywhere. Okay, you ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Bye, bitches!
1-instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.